Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. This is Dr. Lauren, and it's Behind the Pink Mic Talk Tuesday. And tonight's going to be a great night. We have quite a few people that are going to be in the studio this evening talking about fitness. And we know that exercise is medicine. And this is a talk show about breast cancer awareness and advocacy and support. And we're going to really jump this off this evening talking about all kinds of ways that we can be physically fit. It's good for us to move our bodies. It's for our, good for our mental health, good for our hearts, our bodies, recovery from breast cancer surgery, and just in general, fitness is good for us. So our first guest this evening is Bobby Milhouse from BMD, Bobby Milhouse Dance, and he's going to talk to us about his dance company.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in, Bobby. Appreciate you. Okay, so tell us a little bit about BMD before we get started.
Yeah, so I've actually been teaching dance for over 20 years, so I'm celebrating 20th anniversary this August.
All right, happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you. And so Bobby Milhouse Dance Company is, it really just started off with me teaching private ballroom dance lessons, and then it expanded into couples dance events, into cardio and aerobic classes, and just kind of formulated and traveled from there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And so over the last 20 years, I've seen it blossom from where I started in Florida, then to New York, and then to LA, and now here in Reading. So it's really just a space for people to come out and move their bodies.
So let me ask you a question. I was reading about your bio. Mm-hmm. You started in dance school like at the age of 10 or when you were really young?
Correct, yeah. Uh-huh. So it was a new charter school in Palmetto, Florida that was starting. And I remember we got the flyer in the mail and my mom was like, hey, do you want to try this? And mm-hmm. I thought, well, she's like, it's an art school, it's acting, it's dancing and stuff like that. And the funny thing is my mom was an actress as well.
Oh, wow.
And so she was trying to figure out a way to, like, introduce me to the arts without pushing me too hard in it. And so I was like, yeah, you know, worst thing comes to worst, I don't like it, I'll go to a different school. And, the tender age of 10 years old, I got my first pair of tights. No, literally, I asked the dance teacher, I said, hey, if I want to dance, where do I start? And she said, you got to start at the beginning. So classical ballet, that was my my first introduction to dance. It was classical ballet at 10 years old.
What did you like about it? The tights.
Right? Yeah. No, what I found out pretty early on, even as, you know, being that young, was the strength building and my muscles and my body responding to those those exercises and, you know, everything, the pliés and relevés and just the foot strength and everything. And I was just watching my body grow and being like, wow, I'm getting pretty toned in these tights, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe that'll be my radio show, Toned in Tights.
Toned in Tights. So how does dance support physical and emotional wellness?
Yeah, and so I think that's probably one of the reasons why dance means so much to me is because for me, outside of the physical benefits as far as strength building, coordination, balance, all of those things you gain just naturally from taking dance classes, but that emotional piece is really huge. And I follow all these dancers online on Instagram and stuff, and we all kind of send these memes back and forth about how, like, dance saved my life. Or, you know, there's a meme where someone's grabbing someone's arm out of the river, and they say, this is me, and this is dance, you know. And it's like, if you're a dancer, you know what that feels like. But, dance has this way of, I think a lot of art forms, once you give over to it, it just has this way of capturing you and holding you there.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it's hard, even when you don't get it, even when you're the one that's like, you feel like you're the furthest behind in the class, if you show up for dance, it'll show up for you.
Oh, wow. So here in Reading, what type of dance classes do you offer?
Yeah, so Reading's so funny. It depends on the season, right? And so usually I'll do 4 weeks. I'll do 4 weeks of country swing as we get closer to rodeo. So that just passed a little bit ago. In the fall, usually every October, I do 4 weeks of Michael Jackson Thriller. And
right.
I teach everyone the Thriller dance, and then we usually we do like a flash mob at different local events and things. You'll actually, I think you'll hear from someone who we were at their event at Pickleball at Riverfront one evening. Were you there that night?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we were like taking a break, getting a water break. And then
zombies
all of a
come out, you know?
Onto the court. We're like, when did this happen?
Yeah, yeah. And so what I'd like to do throughout the years, I rotate events. So I may do a salsa, 4 weeks of a salsa thing. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday night, though, in Reading, I always teach a salsa class from 7 to 8 o'clock at Motility Studio off of Bocelli.
Okay.
And so, a lot of folks want it. They're like, I just want to go every week. I don't want it to be just 4 weeks, and then we stop. So
yeah.
So so that's been continuous, and a lot of folks that have been with me for years here in Reading, they show up every Tuesday night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you could sign up for something like every 4 weeks or prepare for a wedding, but like people that want to be consistent.
Yeah.
With it.
Yeah. Tuesday nights. That's where we meet, and it's just an hour, and it's all levels. You know, there are people like I said that have been coming for a while and that may just know a few more steps, but we always start with the basics. And that's one thing I love about dance as well is even your most professional ballerina is never too good for the basics. Mm. Like we all got to go back to the bar. We all got to do our pliés. We all, you know what I mean? You can't get so good that is no longer important. And so, so Tuesday night, all levels are welcome because it all works.
Tuesday nights, what time?
7 o'clock.
And, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Motility Studio off of Bocelli. It's right next to, I don't know if you know where RPAC is in that plaza there, Reading Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a strip mall right next to that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of rodeo, we did our.
Oh, yeah.
our presentation at the Chicks and Chaps Rodeo Luncheon. We did a line dance, and you were our instructor.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. How was that for you guys? What was your takeaway after?
We loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was great. People asked about it a lot.
Yeah.
That added a little something to it.
Yeah. And that was awesome, too, to have your, the women from your office.
Oncology.
And they showed up. And again, a lot of them were like, oh, I don't dance. I don't know what I'm saying. But they loved it. They had a good time.
We had cuts, though.
Oh, yeah.
We had cuts. Not everybody made the team.
Right. So. There you go.
Yeah. So, let's see. For my cancer patients, right, for someone that's gone through treatment and they're trying to get their life back or trying to get active again, is there anything you could say to that type of patient, you know, because people come in all ages and backgrounds.
For sure.
If they were like, you know what, I think I want to try something like that, what would you say?
Yeah, and so, my advice is always start slow. Start at your pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had, I mean, sometimes unbeknownst to me until later in the class, but I've had students who suffer with like different chronic pain or chronic illnesses.
Yeah.
And they just said, I was so sick of sitting on my couch and I needed to, I love dance and I just wanted to show up. Even if I'm going to be sore tonight or whatever, I just wanted to show up. And then there's been times where they've come and physically they couldn't dance, but just being in the room was encouraging to them. And so, my style of teachings, I never push anyone to go past what they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And dance, kind of like yoga and other things like that, there's all these modifications, right?
Yeah.
So if you can't do, you know, triple turns, do two. If you can't do two, do one. Mm-hmm. If you can't do a turn, step in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but I definitely guarantee after even just an hour class, what it does for you physically and just internally, it's something you can't always define or specify, but you just leave with a smile on your face.
Yeah,
and
that's huge.
Yeah, and that's what's carried me for 20 years is those interactions with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And dance really is living, but it interacts with music, which we know music is so good for the soul.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I'll play September during warm-ups, and people just light up. They're like, do you remember?
That's a good one. So let's see. This is some rapid fire questions, but when it comes to dance, let's see. You kind of explained like the best advice for starting over, you know, beginning. What's your favorite workout song?
Ooh, man. You know, so listen, I'm a Prince fan.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh man, I love me some Prince.
Mm-hmm.
So, like that, Go Crazy is that's one. That's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in my feelings, I'll do a little Purple Rain and then Don't Cry. and then there's this, funny enough, there's this Disney one. So during the summer, I do a lot of summer camps for kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
all over California. They'll have, I'll come up for about a week, and we work with kids from TK to fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And so the kids always put me up on, like, what's hip and what's going on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I'm in love with this Shakira Zoo song. It's from a Disney movie.
Oh, okay.
I think, whatever, yeah. Yeah, super fun. So that's
great.
My go-tos right now.
Here's your go-tos. Well, unfortunately, it's a short gig.
Oh,
we're out
but
of
I have
time.
So much to say. Olivia, do something.
We're out of time, but can you tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you if they're interested in dance?
Yeah, so I definitely would say follow me on Facebook at Bobby Milhouse Dance. Follow me on Instagram, same thing, same handle, at Bobby Milhouse Dance. Or you can shoot me an email at BobbyMilhouseDance@gmail.com. And then you can see all the events. I have some stuff coming up in the fall,
mm-hmm.
Some singles, salsa classes, as well as just some finding confidence in movement class where it's,
that's
really good for beginners too, because it's just figuring out how your body works,
mm-hmm.
and putting on some music and seeing what happens.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you for
we'll see you on that
I
dance floor.
I'm going to dance right now.
Okay. Have fun.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. And we'll take a commercial break.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, how early should a seller start developing their strategy if they want to sell their home? And is pricing considered the biggest part of that selling strategy?
That's actually a really good question. I think most successful sellers in today's market are starting about 6 months before they go on the market for sale. And in that period, they're making improvements and adjustments to their property. So they're positioned really well and ready to really receive top dollar when they come to market. Second part of your question around price, it's always important, but really process in many cases is more important than just the price.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, welcome back to Behind the Peak, Mike. This is Dr. Lauren, and we have our second guest in the studio. Her name is Amy. Amy, what's your last name?
It's Brown. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Amy Brown. She is one of the founders of DNA Tennis. And what does DNA stand for?
Damon and Amy.
Who's Damon?
Damon's my husband.
Oh, okay. So tell me a little bit about DNA Tennis and how you and Damon got started.
Yeah, so we were both tennis coaches in San Francisco. We worked together there. And we moved back to, well, I'm originally from Reading. Moved here in 2021, got married, and we were like, oh, let's try tennis here. But it wasn't quite thriving, but we had heard about pickleball. So we just kind of started playing for fun on our own at the park and approached Riverview Club and asked, like, hey, like, were you guys doing anything there? And they're like, no, can you go ahead, try. And since we had access to the courts, people just kept asking us, would you do a league? What about this? You know, and so it just became just really organic. We kind of, whatever the community asked for, we're like, sure, we'll try it, you know. And so it transitioned really well from coaching tennis to coaching pickleball.
Now, how was the coaching tennis initially? You said it wasn't really taking off the way
it was
like in the Bay Area.
Yeah, yeah. We were pretty busy in the Bay, but... Yeah, we moved back here. We tried tennis at first, and we were just playing pickleball for fun. And did, you know, we were like, this isn't working. So we almost moved. We got some job offers in Vegas. We were getting ready to move out there. And people were like, well, would you try pickleball league? And, you know, and yeah, just kind of took off from there. And then we kind of left tennis by the wayside and just focused 100% on pickleball.
That's awesome. For some people who don't really know what pickleball is because they hear it, you know, they kind of see maybe commercials. But can you explain what is pickleball compared to tennis? What's the difference in, you know, in the two, between the two?
Yeah, so you can fit four pickleball courts on a tennis court. So it's obviously a lot smaller. You're playing with a paddle a wiffle ball, essentially a plastic ball. It's very similar. It's like if you put tennis and ping pong together, you know, they have a little baby pickleball.
And then what about, like, the rules, like, between the two? Like, how similar or how different are the rules?
The scoring is definitely different in pickleball. I think that's the one thing that's always kind of a leap for people is that the scoring's a little odd. Mm-hmm. But the rules are similar enough that if you play tennis, it's a pretty easy transition. Like, okay. It is definitely a head start for tennis players that go in. They have to learn to change some things, which mentally can be tough for tennis players.
Yeah.
But overall, it is the strokes are very similar, the shot. How you call the shots, the spins are very similar and stuff like that.
Okay, now what about age group? Like, you know, can anybody play pickleball at any age or?
Yeah, so we have, we've had kids that are, in camps that are 5. Hmm. And then someone in league that's, I believe, 83.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it expands all generations, which is why I think it's so popular is because that grandma can go play with grandson or mm-hmm. granddaughter, you know, and that it's a lot more accessible than tennis is, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we got started. My mom played, as you remember.
Yes.
And then we
started. She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's pretty good. And then we just slowly, you know, started playing and was like, wow, this is really a lot of fun. And that's pretty much how we met you and Damon.
Yeah. And then is that when Liv came in, your daughter?
My daughter, yeah. She came in and she drank the Kool-Aid, too.
Yeah, you got three generations of awesome pickleballers. Yeah.
Yeah. So what programs do you have for pickleball in this community?
So we started off, Riverview is our main hub, but mm-hmm. we've also done classes for, like, Parks and Rec and the Y. And
Shasta College,
we have a class with the Shasta College, and we just started to do pickleball retreats. We have one next year in Italy, which we're really excited about.
And when is that?
That is next May. Mm-hmm. Yeah, May 27th. So save it on your calendar.
Yeah.
And that's our biggest one that we look forward to. But we do Learn to Play. So we have a Duper Day this Saturday where people can come and get their rating.
Mm-hmm.
We do clinics, which is where my husband Damon is right now because it's hot. And I was like, you'll be out there and I'll be in here.
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Tuesday. So we have a couple of clinics. We do leagues. So right now we just started our summer league,
mm-hmm.
Which is Wednesdays and Thursday evenings. And also we have a Thursday morning one at 7 a.m. So I was trying to beat the heat. Yeah, and then our socials, which are also my favorite, the parties, the theme parties.
Yeah, there's a luau party coming
there's
up.
There's a luau party coming up in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we bring out the bar. We have some food. People just kind of hang out and play. You know, I love themes, so I love dressing up.
Yeah.
Some people love it. Some people don't.
Yeah,
James
you
like,
do.
James like, do we need a theme every time? And I was like, yeah, because you could just say you just don't have to. But those of us that like to be
show
silly.
Up and show
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we did do the breast cancer awareness one last year.
That was fun.
That was a nice one.
Yeah, that was a great turnout, too. We got the pink balls and everything.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So you're pregnant.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what would you say to women that are pregnant, that are trying to stay active? Would you encourage them to continue to play pickleball? Or
definitely. I played couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely, you know, lower your expectations when
okay.
you're out there. Like,
yeah.
That 200 backhand's a little harder with a belly.
To wrap around.
Yeah, moving backwards are definitely a lot more yours on the lob. So I was like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
Yeah.
But it's still great to just stay mobile, mm-hmm. Keep up my flexibility as well, you know, and also just the community. I mean, that's what I love about pickleball is the people that you meet and
yeah.
how encouraging people are that, you know, that they're just excited that you're out there. No one's like, oh, I don't want to have to play against Amy. She's so slow now. You know, everyone's still pretty, like, generous and,
yeah.
like, they're like, wow, I can't believe my other, I played with something like, I can't believe you got to that ball. I was like, me either.
No, yeah. it's really cool. Do you think your son, right, you have a
yeah.
little boy,
mm-hmm.
you think he'll be pickleball or tennis or both?
Probably both. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, it's good for people. You know, like, the transition is really easy, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like you don't have
to pencil yourself into either
way. No, I don't think so, especially as a kid, you know,
yeah.
it's like, why, you know, play as much as you want. I've seen people go from the pickleball court to the tennis court and back, and, yeah, especially it's like, play with whoever you got, too. If you got friends that are play tennis, if you got friends that play pickleball, as long as you're being active and you got a community, then... Yeah, you're set.
Awesome. So what would you say to some of my patients who were trying to find another way to stay active? What would you recommend? You know, beginners, let's just say beginners. What would you recommend or how to help them get started?
Yeah, I think that what I love about pickleball is that we can teach it within an hour and get you immediately playing the game.
Mm.
And also it's like once I teach you to play, you can teach somebody else to play because it is fairly simple. So for us, almost everybody now knows someone that plays pickleball. And all it really takes is like, hey, do you mind just going out with me for half an hour? Or like, come with me to the park or come with me to the social. And it's just such an easy entry.
Yeah.
And it's just, and such a supportive community as well. Like my aunt, she had breast cancer. She's a breast cancer survivor.
That's right.
She plays pickleball. My uncle plays pickleball. And like, And for her, it's just like just being a part of the community is really nice. And seeing even like some people just come and like to watch, but they just like to hang out. You know, they're like
it's very social.
Yeah, it's very social. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shout out to your aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Our time is running out. Can you believe that was how quickly it went by?
It did, yeah.
Yeah. But tell our listeners how they can contact you and you know on all your sites and what you have going on so that if people want to get in contact and start playing pickleball, what they can do.
Yeah, our website is thednaclub.com. You can kind of check out everything that's coming up, and that's probably the easiest way. Our social media is just the DNA Club on Instagram.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think that's right. You just search Pickleball Reading. We'll eventually pop up there. Yeah.
What's your favorite workout song?
Ooh. I love, I'm a Weatherman by Dead Sarah. It's pretty, it's like she's a little screamo, but I like a high energy. Yeah, I'm tempted as I'm getting my baby playlist, my birthing playlist. I'm like, how heavy metal do I go? Or do I need something relaxing? And so I'm going to have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because I definitely like to get my, like, I like to feel pretty pumped up. Some people like to be calm, but I like to rev it up. So every person is different. And when we do our leagues or our parties, we always like people's song suggestions because there's nothing better than hearing your song when you're out there getting ready to play and compete. So
You have to let us know what song comes through when you come to the finish line with that baby.
I got a couple days left. So
wait, do you?
I got about 18 days.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a couple days in my mind.
No,
it's a lot of days.
Before you know it, life will be completely different.
Yeah.
And amazing and magnificent.
Sure. And that's one thing that's been so great is the community. Like, we've built like our own little village that will help us with our kid, and everyone's been really supportive. So feel really blessed for that.
Yeah. Well, you look amazing, and
Thank
we're
you.
Looking forward to meeting. Did we get a name yet, or is that a surprise?
Haven't. It'll be a surprise.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to meeting your son.
Yeah, thank
you. All right, thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
To laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to Behind the Pink Mic, and our third guest in the studio is Christina Prosperi. I love that last name.
Hi, thank you.
She is the owner of True Ride Indoor Cycling Studio, and I've actually been a member previously, and it's a great studio.
Yes.
It's a fantastic studio.
Thank
so
you.
Let's jump right in. Tell us how you got involved with True Ride,
yes.
And then tell us about your recent magazine article
Oh, yeah, that Fitness Living magazine.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And that was quite a shock, but a very cool opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I've been a writer for 4 or 5 years, maybe like 6 or 7
indoor,
now.
Indoor, both.
Okay. I say both. Mm-hmm. In my previous government job, it was helping make sure we had the infrastructure for walking and biking, and so active transportation and being an advocate for that and building those facilities externally. I did that alongside owning True Ride and did both jobs and then had the indoor part of it. So it was always promoting both because they work hand in hand. Mm. And we have folks that love our outside and our trails and our parks. And I love doing that as part of my nonprofit work now. And having a safer community-based place inside with air conditioning, creating sort of a vibe that allows it to be, there's lights, it's kind of like the lights, camera, action part of it. There's a lot of theater too when we have our choreography, and allows people to get outside of their mind. So a couple years ago, we had an opportunity to purchase it, and it was, I can't lose this. And I've never felt that for a girl with an ADHD brain that loves learning and doing things, losing something that I continuously showed up for, was scary. And I was like, Hey, husband, I want to do this thing. I know we both have full-time jobs and 3 kids and a lot of animals and other hobbies, but what do you say? And he was, luckily, we're almost married 13 years, and he knows me well enough of, yeah, let's do it and see what happens. We love our small business community and Reading, and it felt right. So we took that leap, and we won. We won that game, and we've been owners.
How was that transition as owners?
Wild.
Yeah.
I like, as a leader, my leadership style, I wanted to come in and see what it was like. I had been a rider. I know what it's like from the perspective of the bike. But coming in and being a leader to these coaches, and at that point, I was not coaching myself. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit of an outsider leaning on the expertise of our current staff to keep everything going, and then slowly bringing in who I was, building trust with the team, and that so far has worked out. And we've been able to start bringing in new things after coaching now and becoming my own expert in the field. So it's been great. I love the business part of it. I love still being a writer and going to other people's classes because I still personally want what you get from True Ride. I want the workout. I want the connection. I want to be able to forget everything else that's going on, right? You come into our white wall studio and you get to meet people and be with people, and then you walk into that dark room and you shut the door and you really get to set everything down. Phones are out.
Yeah,
the
phones are out. Well, that was a good save, saving the studio. Can you describe to the listener what it's like to be in the studio when the lights are out and how it's set up?
Awesome. There's a ritual with it that people come to lean into, right? We get our bikes set up. We already have the mood lighting. The floors are black. The walls are black. The one wall is all mirrored. We have lights that are in there where it's sort of a teal washed, and there's a wave wall. So you get to really leave that bright world and go into this space, and then you clip in, and there's that sound of clipping in. You get your bike set up where it needs to be. You got your towel, your water, and you're starting to connect with your coach. And then that door shuts, and everything goes dark, and we're asking you, come to focus here. Take a deep breath. Have your moment. And then the class begins, and you get to just do that. And between the choreography and the music and all the work that you're doing and the inspiration coming from your coach, you really get to be just centered and there, because you don't have the ability to focus on anything else.
Yeah.
And I personally needed something of that caliber to close off the rest of the world. I got 3 kids. Our oldest has special needs. I had a very challenging government job. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that happens, and I needed that to turn off so I could reset and then go back out into that world and be a better parent, be a better spouse, be a better employer, be a better leader. And I was able to do that and have that time. And it took practice. It took practice to put it down.
Yeah.
It was very unconventional to not be thinking and doing all the things and having mom guilt and whatever that looked like. And the more I did it, the better I got. And now it's like, oh, this is on the schedule. This is my thing. This is my time.
Go to.
Because I then am a better person outside of it, right? And that's really what you'll hear that in all of our classes, and maybe mine the most, because I feel it and I've lived it. Of you're going to make yourself better, and you're going to go out into that world, and you're going to pour that back into our community. Because we need healthier leaders and healthier parents and people. And again, that mental health part of it is such a big part.
Yeah, I know when I first had gone to True Ride, like I would ride my Peloton a lot, but it's a different getting the rhythm.
Yeah.
Because everybody's in sync, so you got to get used to,
yeah,
you know, being in sync with everyone. But once you get it, it's really
and
nice.
And we just brought in performance riding. So now, and we had our first launch today with Tammy, who has 20 years of experience as a spin instructor. So now you can come if the choreography and the lighting is too much, or we have people that get migraines that are induced by the lighting. It's now steady state lighting. And a traditional performance class. I coached early today, and then I took Tammy's class, and then I coached again. Not the norm, but it happened.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. So we do now offer performance.
How do you describe that, the performance class?
Yeah, so the performance, you're not going to have the upper body choreo. You are going to have HIIT. You're going to have hills and intervals. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a little more in the saddle work.
Okay.
But
a little more resistance?
You can, yeah. Okay. And a lot of it's your ride. You're building your road profile, and it's wonderful. So come try that out. First class is free. Come back.
Don't have my shoes.
We have those for you too if you need them.
Okay, so for our listeners, you don't be shy. How does music and rhythm help motivate people during cycling?
Yeah. I often in my class you'll hear me saying pull the energy out of the music. When you have those heavy beat drops, music moves you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You had Bobby on here earlier. There's something to that rhythm. The science part is really wonderful because if you look at patients with dementia and they're in rehab or physical therapy, they're using music to help with that cadence because there's something ingrained neurologically where we can follow a beat naturally. There's that muscle memory that comes with it and that brain memory that comes with rhythm. So it helps push you a little harder, but also just helps your body and your brain more than even you are doing it yourself. It's something outside of you. Mm-hmm. But you get to be a little lost and wrapped up in that. So there's more motivation. A lot of it, when we have like pop or Taylor Swift rides, it is joy. Mm-hmm. It is so much joy in music, or they're like, that's my favorite song. Or we have our True Ride song during it where it's a more emotional or you're connecting with it on a deeper level. Maybe it's healing or recovery or grief, and you have that moment to tap in and not have choreography and just ride and be with yourself for that 4 minutes of that song. And that's a big part of it as well. And it's, you know, sometimes music and the words of a song can connect and put things into language that we're not able to as humans that we can't connect with. So it allows that for folks.
Nice. Okay, so something from the magazine that you had said, I'm going to quote you here. It says, the message she wants people to remember is simple. Do not tell yourself no first. Come fill your cup and let community do the rest.
Yeah.
And I like that because it's like, you know, just show up.
Yeah.
And just try. And be present, right?
Yeah. And a lot of that, you know, I would, as a leader, I would talk about that of going for the interview. Don't tell yourself no. Don't tell yourself no before you try.
Don't limit.
Everything is experience. Mm-hmm. So you come and you try and it's not for you, it's not for you. You come and you try and you're like, this is everything. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't talk yourself out of it. Those are lessons, even with new choreography, or maybe you stay up out of the saddle for 30 more seconds or 5 more seconds.
Yeah.
Don't tell yourself no before you try. That's how we grow our limits and grow our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the lessons that you take from the room outside, right? We want riders to be proud. I'm always proud of our riders, but I want riders to be proud of themselves.
Yeah.
That is what keeps you going when it's just you and you. That self-pride and that self-motivation. And I'm just going to try. I'm not going to tell myself no. And that's what we really strive for and is important. Mm-hmm. Because, again, then you show up for your kids in a better way, and maybe you go for that promotion, or you're like, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to apply. Not going to tell myself no. I'm going to go for it and learn from the experience. And we want that to carry out of the room into Reading.
Thank you.
Right. Keep happy people make happy people.
Yeah, you are such an inspiration. Okay, before we
end
this segment, I know it's quick. How can our listeners reach you or find you or, you know, get started with True Ride?
Yes, absolutely. So our first ride is free. You can go to our website, TrueRideStudio.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook, so you can go and see what the schedule is. We have an app that you can download at True Ride. And that's a very simple way, and it's the easiest way to book your bike, and you can pick what bike you want on the room map. You can always just email us at fit@truerydestudio.com, or just Google us. We're really easy to search. We're on Market Street in Lincoln, 2100 Market Street. You usually probably are seeing us as you're driving down south on Market. We're down mm-hmm. there. We share the building with California Dance Company, so yep. we have this really great space of music and movement and everybody coming in there and learning something and filling up their cup and taking it back out into the world, and it's a great space. Right, we love what we do.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
The 45th Annual Honeybee Festival is happening Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21,893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro. Admission is free! And we'd like to thank our main sponsor, Roof Savers. Enjoy a craft fair featuring local businesses and vendors, live music, delicious food, the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, along with a live bee beer demonstration. Start your morning off with a $10 pancake. Cake breakfast served from 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. both days. The festival runs Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Proceeds benefit Palisadro Park. Don't miss the buzz at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center. Admission is free. A small parking fee applies. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Since 2019, Organic Pilates has been helping Reading build stronger bodies, not just for summer, but every season of life. Experience matters. We don't teach exercises. We teach to the body in front of us. The best way to start is with our $99 new student intro. One semi-private session, two group reformer classes, and an infrared sauna session. Visit us downtown with free parking. We're right in between curated and theory coffee. Your Pilates story starts here.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Behind the Pink Mic. We're in our last segment of fitness and how fitness is good for the body, good for the soul, the mind, and everything. And our last guest is Coach Robin King.
Hello, hello.
And Coach Robin is the coach at Curves in Redding, California. And welcome, Robin.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, so tell us about Curves and how you got involved in Curves. I know you were saying during the break how you were from Paradise.
Yep.
And how you got a little displaced from Paradise. So
yep.
Tell us about this.
Yep, my family comes from the Campfire. We're survivors there, so we relocated here to Reading.
Okay.
And
what year was the Campfire?
2018.
Is that, they made the movie about the campfire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 2018.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah. And then I got the job as a coach here in Reading.
And you were involved with CURS there.
Up there, but just for a short time.
Short time. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I got here, I didn't know how good I was until I got here.
Okay, Keith.
Right? Then when we got here, we lived in a trailer like you do when you're homeless after a fire.
Yeah.
And we were here for 3 weeks when the snow came and a tree fell and crushed our family inside it. It's okay. It gets sad, but we get better.
Okay.
The whole point in this story is I'm telling you that when I was there, all of my CURS ladies bought all of my food.
Oh,
I never had to think about how to feed my family.
Mm,
amazing community. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are not just a workout.
Yeah.
We're everything.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many members do you have?
I have a little over 200.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you explain what is indoor circuit training?
Well, I'm just going to tell you what CURS is.
Okay.
Okay. CURS is fun, fast, safe, and effective.
Okay.
We know it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's specially designed for women, favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
It has strength training, cardio, stretching all in 30 minutes. So it's perfect mm-hmm. for when you are busy.
Yeah.
We're science-based. Mm-hmm. All of our workouts are studied by Baylor University.
Okay.
Yeah. So we show that our workouts protect the muscle,
mm-hmm.
you burn fat, and it boosts your metabolism.
Okay. So when I come by CURS, I went by there the other day. It was closed. I should have checked the hours.
It happened.
But
Google.
I know, right? When I come by CURS and I come through the door and I see Coach Robin, can you walk me through what that's going to look like for me to jump on those machines and do the circuit?
Well, first you're going to meet with me.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that you are comfortable
okay.
on those machines.
Mm-hmm.
Every machine is 30 seconds.
Mm.
They're hydraulic, so you don't mm-hmm. have to address, do any of the weights, any of that. It's all made specially designed for us.
Okay.
Which I love. It's fun. Mm-hmm. We have fun. It's 30 minutes. My jokes never get old.
Okay.
Everybody's
so,
in and out.
So you're talking the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're coaching. It's 30 seconds on each machine. They're
mm-hmm.
hydraulics.
Mm-hmm.
They work both sides of you.
Mm.
So if you're on the pec deck, it works your pecs, your rhomboids, your traps,
mm-hmm.
and your latissimus dorsi.
Wow.
It is an amazing workout. That works.
Mm-hmm.
You get your cardio in between your machines.
Okay,
so we're building
30 seconds
muscle.
On, 30 seconds off.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
How many stations is that?
12.
12 stations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 12 recovery mats.
Okay.
It's amazing.
So does the class start at a certain time? I always thought it was just you just jump in and you go.
You can come in any time.
Okay.
We do have a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I heard. But we have a dance class, too, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Great cardio.
Okay.
So
now
we do
an open
between.
Floor.
Yep.
Oh.
And the circuit. Everybody can still jump on the circuit.
Okay.
And there's still a change stations now every 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so CURS is a place for pretty much any. I mean, it's a lot of ladies, right?
Right.
But what about the age group or, you know, people's fitness levels? Does it matter, really?
All stages of life. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. We have children, 17
mm-hmm.
and up. My oldest is 93.
93?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Miss Betty.
Miss Betty.
Yeah.
Okay, go, Miss Betty. okay, so really quick, when you started with CURS, how did you get started? Like, what were you introduced to it by someone? Or well,
absolutely not.
Okay.
I needed a job.
Okay.
And fell into it, and I was made for it.
Okay.
And when your calling is here,
you
that's it. You answer
into it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the earliest class that opens, or what time does the gym open? Gym
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah,
and
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I open at 8.
Okay, and then what time do you close?
5:30.
5:30. And then what about Saturday and Sunday?
I'm closed every
weekend.
Except for one Saturday a month where we do an event.
Okay.
I love doing events.
Okay. Have you done any events for breast cancer awareness?
I have. Oh, my goodness. Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the club is huge.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm.
First, we come. We set up a Saturday, decorate bras. That's right.
Okay.
Decorating bras, all different themes. One lady had a white bra
mm-hmm.
and made it a boobs.
Boobies.
Boobies.
Hilarious. Oh, it was great. Then we come hot glue guns ready to go.
Okay, decorated.
Ready, yeah.
Okay.
Then when it's the breast cancer awareness sundial.
Sundial bridge, you
yeah.
Met?
Mm-hmm. We wear those bras.
Oh, you do?
And we walk.
There.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'll have to show you the photos.
Mm-hmm.
We're very big.
Okay.
We walk all the way from the club on Athens.
You do? Oh,
yep.
Yeah. All the way to
the sundial bridge.
Okay.
Talk about the horns. I call them the honks of support.
Yeah. That's amazing. Do you have a contest, too? Like,
yep. Let me tell you about it. So afterwards, we bring the bras in. We hang them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody votes on them with a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So the person with the most money in their bra, they get a gift from us, Curves. And then, of course, all the money goes to breast cancer awareness.
Okay.
It is fun.
That is very
cool. And everything
cool.
turns pink in the club.
Oh, I love that.
Right.
So how could I get my patients, you know, started? Like, how could I get them started? Just contact you or?
Oh, yeah. Well, just tell them to come over.
Just come over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at 2485 Athens Avenue.
Okay.
Quick, easy, just stop in. Our workouts are only 30 minutes. Right?
Yeah. So how does the resistance work? It says all hydraulics.
Yeah.
But if you want to increase your resistance.
You have to push the machine harder.
You just push harder.
Yeah. And that's
and
what
gives
the coaches
you more resistance.
Are for.
Okay.
We do monthly check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know
mm-hmm.
how you're doing,
mm-hmm.
what's happening, and how can I help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, celebrate all the wins.
How many coaches do you have at the studio?
I think I am up to 5, counting me.
Okay.
Which is the funniest.
And so between, let's say, like 8 and 5:30, you're there all day or you...
Oh, there's multiple.
There's multiple.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
More than one coach at a time sometimes? Is there overlap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have to.
So what would you say the benefits of circuit training? What would be the benefits for individuals?
Well, there's so many benefits.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
of any age. We can do, well, it helps burn fat,
mm-hmm.
helps protect the muscles,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Which
it
is
helps
huge.
With balance.
Mm-hmm.
We do the stretching. We're all of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're fun. Oh, my goodness, do we bring the fun into the club.
Yeah, a lot of laughter.
Oh, my. Right now, well, we have outside events that we
mm-hmm.
do.
Okay. Like, for example?
We did a... let's see. We did, the color walk.
Oh, yeah.
We organized mm-hmm. over here
mm-hmm.
and walked around and got to see all the art in town.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I miss that. Mm-hmm.
Then we did a sculpture walk at the sculpture park
mm-hmm.
where I made the ladies do fun photos in front of everything,
okay.
which is my favorite. But we also play games.
Okay.
That's my favorite. We do blackjack on Wednesdays.
Okay, at the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm telling you, we keep it going. We keep you laughing and having fun. Because if you're not having fun,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
The fitness can only be fun. I mean, only be consistent if you're having fun.
Now, what if someone is interested in, like, losing weight or meal plans? You do
we
any
do
of that
all
too?
Of that.
Okay.
Yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can have you covered. If not, you have a support team that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find what's right. If you need something else, we got you.
Yeah.
You know, we're a community.
Yeah. Sounds like a great studio, though.
Oh.
Gym. I keep saying studio.
It's okay.
Like,
I call it a
studio,
club.
Studio, gym, club.
You know.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It's my Corvettes.
Your Corvettes.
That's right.
I did see that on Facebook.
Thank you.
And it does look like on your page, like, there's a lot of activity. I saw something about camp. What is that?
Camp Corvette.
Yes, Camp Corvette.
That was our summer challenge for last month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was that challenge?
Oh, it's just we have different challenges inside the club.
Okay.
To see how to challenge people to go further. Squats,
mm-hmm.
planks, all those fun
mm-hmm.
stuff. But this month, we have Code Red is what's happening.
July.
Yep.
Okay.
In the club. I've hidden 30 little tiny firefighters. They all have a task. That's right. Every one of them has the task. They have to do the task, and they win tickets. And then we have a grand prize at the end, which is fun. And if any of my Corvettes is listening today,
mm-hmm.
and they come into their next workout and give mm-hmm. me a high five, they get 2 tickets.
They get 2 tickets.
That's right.
Okay, so I did see something about enrollment. 50% off of enrollment. Is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Well, we have an enrollment fee, a one-time enrollment fee.
Okay.
But this month.
Transferable?
Yes.
To other CURBS?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you're a CURBS member, you can go anywhere. Mm. And when you do, mm-hmm. I want you to say you come from Robin.
Coach Robin.
That's important. I like to show off in all the ways.
Of course you do. I can tell. Well, Coach Robin, guess what? We are at the end of our second. We're down to seconds. So, once again, can you tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you or how they can find CURBS, especially CURBS Reading?
Yes, CURBS Reading. You can find us on Facebook under CURBS Reading, or you can call us at 530-246-7211 or stop by the club, okay. 2485 Athens Avenue here in Reading.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this evening in the studio, and thank you for listening to Behind the Pink Mic. And this show will air every Tuesday at 6 p.m. for the month of July, and it's archived as well. Thank you for listening to KCNR Radio 96.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on